You're going to want to get comfortable for this. Yay, it's going to be like a shavasana. So, absolutely ideal would be if you can lie down. Stretch out so that you don't even have to be too concerned about keeping the body upright, as it were, so that you can really sink into the body. Very little effort required in the body, again, is optimal. So not even the body having to support itself sitting up, just lie down. Oh, I know, it's exciting, right? You don't have to do anything today. The body needs an opportunity to integrate. And we are going to probably work our way through the body a little bit from an anatomical standpoint, from an energetic standpoint. Because there are both energies and patterns within you, the fullness of you relative to your incarnation, your emotional body, your mental body, your psyche, your sort of pain body, your nervous system, your holographic template. So there is a lot happening. There is a lot breaking down. We see this macrocosmically. It's happening microcosmically, as you know. There is a lot that used to resonate with you. It doesn't anymore. So there are things leaving, breaking down, breaking apart. Energies are going more where they belong from a vibrational, from a resonance standpoint. Regardless of how much you are trying to hold on to them. And in large part, this is happening because of the work we have done. Raising the frequencies, shifting your vibrational set point, shifting your coordinates in the quantum field. There are a lot of corresponding energies then that are held in the body. One of the densest anchor points within that full spectrum of what you are and who you are. But that's just one part of what's going on. You are shifting, you are leveling up, you are expanding. There are aspects of you that are able to hold more light, higher frequency bandwidths. And not just tune to them, but hold them, anchor them. Ooh, now that requires integration. Because there are shifts right down to the cellular level that enables you to do that. And if you are holding these higher frequencies, then those shifts have happened, again, because of the work that you've done. And even because of your proximity to these higher vibrational bandwidths, through something like this group, through practices that you might have, people that you might be hanging out with, that spectrum of people that you relate to might have been shifting. So proximity to a higher vibrational bundles and bandwidths, they will also start to just shift. Your cells will start to entrain with those patterns that enable that anchoring in the higher vibrational states of being and moving energy in that way as well. So the body is needing to integrate that as well. There is a third thing that's happening, and that is that because of the shifting that you have been doing, that we've been doing collectively as the Light Tribe Collective, you are now a vibrational match to higher vibrational, higher dimensional aspects of your being, your greater soul field. Now, some people would like to slice and dice that because it sounds a little juicy if you say, oh, you're the Pleiadians or the Galactics or the Angelics, or and we give them all kinds of names. And that may or may not be true, but we can very broadly say that they are expanded aspects of your soul field spectrum. You are vibrating yourself into harmony with that, into closer, again, proximity, as it were, vibrational proximity. So that accelerates that sort of the spin. There's a quickening in the cells. And there are also layers of holographic templates relative to your physical body that you're beginning to vibrate yourself into harmony with. Now, the interesting thing, of course, in the body is it can be doing all three of those things at once. Well, it can be. It is. And this is where we keep coming back to this, the incredible job that the body is doing. It is both a demolition site, and it is a place where these frequencies are getting anchored and wiring, as it were, and light structures at the most minute level in the body are getting laid down and activated. And energy is starting to run through them, move differently through the neural net, the nervous system, the stargates of the heart and the pineal gland. That is happening too. And you are now calling to you, let's say, fifth dimensional holographic templates for your physical body. Future, as it were, versions of you. That are further along on the path of ascension and enlightenment. Yes, I said enlightenment, because that is actually a state that we are coming into. Enlightenment, there's not a period at the end of that word, as it were. It is a process. It languages a process. We need not be afraid to use that term for the process that we are activating. We are embodying a process of enlightening these physical bodies. And these dense human constructs that were built up with this human body. So, let's take care of the body now. I am, for those of you who know my treatment room, I am sitting at the massage table. And feeling a sort of fullness as though you are here with me. Now, that is simply how I am arranged and configured right now. This does not mean that I am healing you. Remember, we are all coming together. This is a co-creation of masters of light. And together we create this brilliant, powerful field. That is what cradles you now. The fullness of your soul's vibrational signature, combined with all of these masters of light who love you, who love Earth, who love this mission. It is a field of love that holds you now. And it is that love that holds the patterns of perfection for the body, for the emotional body, for the mental body, to begin to entrain with. That perhaps is a way we can describe what healing is. The unfoldment back into balance and patterns of coherence and perfection. You need do nothing. The body need do nothing right now. If anything, to relax more. To soften more. And let these light weaves, these light waves penetrate more and more deeply into the cells, into the salt water fluids of the body, like liquid golden light. Into the nerve pathways like light filaments. Now thrumming with the energies, the information of peace. Calm. Balance. Harmony. Feeling the heart center now. That includes your physical heart, the physical structures of the chest, emotion being released here now, emotion being alchemized. It ripples off you now like heat shimmers in the summertime. That stargate of the heart, that ascension stargate, is integrating templates and matrices of light and plasma and crystal. It is releasing waves of grief. Remember, Master, you need do nothing. I am simply telling you what is happening. Breath is freeing up now. And around the back, the upper back, feeling how that is connected to the desire to hold on. How that upper back will attempt to stabilize and support that exact action, holding on, bearing it out, pushing through. Being strong. And just that is melting away now. That grief is so old. In part, it is the collective grief. Connected to the beings of Earth. Not just the human beings. And nature. That grief is old. And it is tied to the third dimensional earth experience. You are alchemizing that. You are expanding your vibrational set point beyond that. You have done, we have done the work to uplift and enlighten. And you have done a magnificent job. Higher dimensional templates now. activating. The templates come especially with the physical body. They come and just sort of hold their pattern in your field, as though, in your case now lying down, as though they hover above you slightly. And it's actually a really beautiful, gentle process. Then the physical body simply entrains with the patterns, the quantum complexity of that higher dimensional template. There's geometry in that higher dimensional template for your ascension stargate of your heart. Looks like a massive blazing sun, but there's a geometric component to it too. It's beautiful. Feeling the chest opening up. Body starts to configure itself ever so slightly, as though you were a master of light, as though you were source incarnate, as though you were love incarnate, and not just another human incarnation living out a third dimensional lifetime. The body is reconfiguring now. Across the upper chest, the upper back now, the shoulder blades relaxing. Feeling the ribcage move beneath the shoulder blades. There's openness here now, a little more space. The awareness sinks down to the lower abdomen. A lot of energy moving here, and for some, there's a lot of energy that wants to move, but there is still the human aspect is wanting to hold on. So there is a fighting against the momentum, the greater momentum of your soul, I would remind you, the greater momentum of releasing what does not serve you. Softening the intestinal tract now, softening. Releasing emotion. Don't get into the emotion. You are aware of that at all, if you're feeling or are aware of that, don't get into it. Don't grab a hold of it as it's trying to leave. Just know. Permission has been given to this wonderful body. It does not have to hold that anymore. Freeing up the breath so that the belly expands and contracts, and this is actually more about the diaphragm rising and falling. The specifics matter not, just feeling more expansion here as you breathe. Lycoid's anchoring. Trust sinking in now, sinking down into the hips. Trust. Beyond belief, beyond faith, there is trust. And knowing, that is what sinks down, that is what unfurls itself like a beautiful massive flower in each hip joint. Down the legs now. The urge to flee. Forcing yourself to stay. When you really want to go. Forcing yourself to go when you really want to stay. Fatigue. Wanting to stop. All of this is being transmuted. It's like water turning to vapor, to steam and mist. Let it go. Let it go. Recalibrating now to the higher dimensional templates, light configurations of the cells, and for sovereignty. healthy anchoring. Standing your ground when necessary. The channels now, the energy channels of the legs down to the feet. Changing the wiring here, or the wiring has been changed, is changing. To connect you to the true organic gold frequency earth grids. Wiring into the highest purity aspect of nature. Receiving and transmitting love codes, light codes, and nourishment streams from the true organic earth grids, from fifth dimensional nature bandwidth. Consciousness of nature that you can tune to. Good. The hands now, the arms. Grasping, holding on, white knuckle, fatigue, doing, carrying. This is all getting burned up now, alchemized, transmuted. Dismantled. These are all habituated states of being programmed into you, into your human construct, in that third dimensional matrix incarnational experience that is being burned up. You did not come here to do that for your whole life. It is getting alchemized now. Arms wide in actuality. Open, open, hinging. You can feel that hinging on that opening that happened in the chest cavity. And the arms as though opening, opening. The way the heart of Source would open for all beloved beings on this planet. The way you would open when you know that you are protected when you open fearlessly, when you know that you are Source Incarnate, the way you would open if you truly believe that you are Love Incarnate. Pure light. Pure consciousness. Infinite weaves of energy. And a symphony of vibration that is you, that is you, that is you. Open. The head and the neck now. Much here, your neural net, it's like a little electrical storm is happening, as though it is little shorts, electrical currents shorting out, discharging in multiple directions. That's okay, let it. Old ways of moving energy along those neural pathways. Old configurations in that neural net that were laid down into the third dimensional aspect or version of you. That is alchemizing now. And now more and more you're going to see smooth, clear, pure gold pathways. You're going to see nodal points, convergence points in that beautiful matrix of light filaments that is your neural net. It is far more complex because you're looking at maybe more the fifth or sixth dimensional version of your neural net. So that template is very close to you now, and there is recalibration happening. Now, for some of you, there is that sort of electrical storm shorting out. I almost want to say electrical off-gassing happening, and it's shooting down, down the base of the skull and into the neck. I know. Probably some of you are like, well, yeah, duh. And across the shoulders. It's coming down the neck to that point where the bottom of the neck meets the very top of the shoulders. It's coming to that point, and then it's shooting out horizontally across the shoulders. Let it. There is movement. There is momentum. There is resistance. There is just old wiring. There are old misalignments in your cervical spine, in the top of your spine as well, and where the spine meets the skull. There are micro, or sometimes more than that, misalignments. So there is a lot going on. The good news is that the momentum of, as we always say, the momentum of ascension is the dominant momentum now. So the pathways will open up. They will connect and configure around the higher dimensional templates. Emotion moving now. Releasing through that cervical spine, base of the skull, to the jaw. Ah, yes, the jaw. Almost forgot about the jaw, didn't we? Emotion alchemizing, transmuting. We don't have to know what it is. truth configures the jaw, now your truth aligns that jaw now. Saturating the cells until there is such alignment, you radiate such alignment with your own sovereignty, your own vertical alignment, that a lot of the time you don't even need to speak anymore. You don't even need to speak it in those moments. It simply radiates from you. The ascension stargate of the pineal gland. Oh, baby, that looks like a stellated sphere. But it is both crystalline and like shimmering light. It is receiving a lot of information from the sun, from the photons, the plasma, from the sun. And that older understanding that we had so often of that center, that energy center, the pineal gland, the crown chakra, as being fed primarily from above, as we would say, the column of light, going up, as it were. The higher dimensional and vibrational version of that is that those stargates, the heart and the pineal gland, become like little suns or stars, but they are both emitting light, radiating light, pouring light out, and they are receiving light from all directions simultaneously. It is transmitting and radiating, and it is receiving at the same time in all directions. So there is no more necessarily, oh, my vertical column goes up to the sun and it draws down energy, or to source, or whatever. The reality is you're drawing that in. Those high frequency centers are drawing that in all the time. So that is shifting a little bit. How those energy centers are receiving light and the quality of that light, because you are now a vibrational match to different bandwidths. Mental body and emotional body, calm and smooth, when you anchor more and more in your higher vibrational set point, and have less identification with the human construct, the mental and emotional bodies will naturally cause less and less trouble. There will be somewhat less disruption naturally in those aspects. There will simply be that which arises, and then that which flows away again. Still noticing, still experiencing, no question. Given yourself a wonderful gift here. Sinking in, being present, giving yourself this gift of time and attention. Presence and perhaps even a little bit of drifting, that's fine too. That's fine. Breathing now, and for some of you, the breath will carry you into sleep. And for some, the breath will carry you back into body awareness, back into present moment awareness. Wonderful job.